Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to the details of Thursday and the presidential campaign trail in just a moment. But back here in Washington on Thursday, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan painting his picture of the current state of the U.S. economy. And he says right now it's historically frightening.
We are in the midst of a once-in-a-century credit tsunami.
Greenspan acknowledged being surprised, along with many other economic experts, by the extent of the ongoing economic crisis and the firms which ended up collapsing or needing to be propped up by taxpayer dollars.
The crisis, however, has turned out to be much broader than anything I could have imagined. It has morphed from one gripped by liquidity restraints to one in which fears of insolvency are now paramount.
Greenspan says, unfortunately for the U.S. economy, things will most likely get worse before they get better.
I cannot see how we can avoid a significant rise in layoffs and unemployment. Fearful American households are attempting to adjust as best they can to a rapid contraction in credit availability, threats to retirement funds, and increased job insecurity.
But while most of his testimony was not exactly positive, the former Fed chairman did try to end his testimony on an upbeat note.
This crisis will pass, and America will reemerge with a far sounder financial system.
California Democrat Henry Waxman chairs the House Government Reform Committee, which conducted the hearing on Thursday. He blamed greed, irresponsibility, and what he called a Republican climate of exuberant deregulation. But the ranking member of that committee, retiring Virginia Republican Tom Davis, urged lawmakers to skip the blame game.
There's plenty of blame to go around as we try to unravel the wildly complex tangle of people, private companies, government agencies, and market forces that is choking modern capitalism. We've all played a part in this crisis, and hopefully we've all learned invaluable lessons.
As you heard just a moment ago, the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Greenspan, is predicting a downturn in employment, perhaps a severe one over the next several months. At the White House, spokesman Dana Perino says that's the White House assessment as well.
There are a lot of people in America who are either have lost their job or are anxious about losing their job. The best thing that we can do to try to help them is to implement this rescue package, unthaw the credit freeze, and get money moving again so that we can return this nation on a path to job growth.
And a bit of good news, according to Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez, is that in his opinion, there's no question we are beginning to see that thawing out of the credit freeze.
The interest rate that banks charge each other has already dropped. That's a key sign of confidence. That's already happened, so even before the plan has taken hold. So that means that confidence is improving.
Meanwhile, stocks swinging wildly on Wall Street Thursday, with investors snapping up bargains in the early hours of the session and then selling off when gloomy economic news sunk in. Prices rallied in the final minutes of trading, sending the Dow Jones up 172 points to finish the day at 86.91. The S&P 500 up 11 points to close at 9.08. The Nasdaq, however, down 12 points to finish at 16.04. Crude oil closed at $67.84 per barrel, up $1.09. On to the presidential campaign now. Senator John McCain campaigning in Florida while Senator Barack Obama was in Indianapolis before heading off to Hawaii to visit his ailing grandmother. Senator McCain once again going after Obama's tax plan, saying it's the wrong thing for America.
And that's the problem with Senator Obama's approach on taxes. He's more concerned about using taxes to spread the wealth than creating a tax plan that creates jobs and grows our economy.
Senator McCain also saying Barack Obama's experience shows he's not ready for this job and the many challenges this country faces.
Are you ready to trust America's national security to an untested leader in these times of war?
But in the Hoosier state, which is surprisingly in play for Senator Obama, he says the United States simply cannot afford John McCain's politics of division when it comes to the economic crisis.
John McCain and I have real differences about how to get us out of this economic mess. If Senator McCain wants to defend tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, that's his choice. But I say let's end tax cuts for companies that ship jobs overseas.
Senator Obama also says his economic priorities would encourage workers to advance.
We need policies that grow our economy from the bottom up so that every American everywhere has the chance to get ahead. Not just the person who owns the factory, but the men and women on the factory floor.
vice presidential candidates also slugging it out on Thursday as well, campaigning in Charlotte, North Carolina, also a surprising battleground state for 2008. Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Biden says that on the critical issues facing this country, John McCain and President Bush are identical in their positions. Sarah Palin was in Troy, Ohio today for the Republicans, saying that Joe Biden has admitted what Republicans and many other Americans have known for a long time. Barack Obama is untested, and his election would invite a crisis to test him from the world. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll tell you about some new programs that will help parents and teens make sure that those teens are much safer when they get behind the wheel. We'll ask how much social issues should impact your vote in 12 days. And when we come back, John Gizzi. Please stay with us.